Guest on our program today is Jen McAvoy.
Hi.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be here.
She is the Outreach Specialist with Community and Family Resources, CFR, covering multiple counties here in Iowa, including Boone County.
Correct.
Providing services here, and we have an office here in Boone County, and Jen's from Boone County, so hey, there we go.
Yes, I am.
One of the things, and I've been telling people that one of the things we're going to talk about, because we usually hit on it just about every time, because CFR is one, is really our only agency that has gambling addiction services.
Correct.
And I mean, there are other ways people can get assistance, but really, you're the ones that offer some hands-on counseling services for gambling addiction.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we usually hit on that pretty regularly, but this is Problem Gambling Awareness Month, so it's kind of our highlight going on today.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening and why is Problem Gambling Addiction recognized?
Yeah, so March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month, so we just bring awareness that problem gambling is an issue. So in Iowa, approximately 13.6 of adults, which is around 315,000, have experienced at least one symptom associated with problem gambling in the past year, and 1.7 million adults gambled during this time. We often refer to gambling addiction as the hidden illness because there's no out signs as there would be for a substance use disorder.
Mm-hmm. No physical.
Yes, no physical. It's all kind of just by the actions and noticing things in loved ones or friends.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure though some of the actions that people...
Yeah, the actions.
Yeah. Frustration, anxiety, things like that show up.
Yeah.
And this is when we've talked about which comes first, some of the other addictions or gambling addictions stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So more information, do you have more information on, just the numbers that we see? Because I know you guys assess for this every time someone, basically anytime someone comes in for assistance, there is a little area for gambling addiction. Mm-hmm. You always look for that as a hidden trigger.
We do. I don't have the exact numbers, but I know they are one of our higher addictions that we service. And we notice a lot of people that test positive for problem gambling might test positive for alcohol use mm-hmm. disorder or opioid use disorder. They go hand in hand. They're often paired with another addiction.
We don't want to say that it absolutely does that. They it might be individual things,
exactly,
but more than likely there could be some ties.
Yes, and I know people that are recovering from problem gambling, maybe they can't go to certain situations, so sporting events, things mm-hmm. like that, because it could trigger them wanting to gamble if they're in recovery. So a lot of people have to distance themselves while they're in recovery from problem gambling because it's everywhere.
Okay. Do you have some other information to pass along?
Yeah. So a lot of people, when they struggle with problem gambling, it's about taking risks. So the thrill of the unknown, am I going to win or am I going to lose? That's appealing to them. And then a lot of places like casinos use lights and sounds and noises to appeal to someone. So when they win, the lights and the noises go off and it triggers that dopamine in our brain.
It is, yes.
That gets us excited. So someone that maybe won one time, they might think the next time I'm going to win like I did last time because of the lights and the sounds. And that's not always the case.
It's like little watching kids playing video games, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I see the tie. Yeah. Other things. Is there some other?
Yeah. So a lot of people that struggle with this, so the lights and the sounds that I talked mm-hmm. about, they're paired with that reward sensor in our brain. So this tends to lead to riskier behavior. So those lights and sounds might cause someone to make riskier behavior because they do see the visuals that make their brain do like happy emotions.
Get this. Endorphins going.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's what it is.
And then if you know someone who may have a gambling addiction, they might have trouble controlling their gambling. Mm-hmm. They might say, I'll just go on Wednesdays, and then they change it to I'll just go on Thursdays and Fridays, and they just keep extending it. Their friends or family are worried about them. They're noticing their behaviors. they're gambling when they don't have money or the funds. And they're very secretive about it. So maybe they're doing it. A lot of gambling is done on our phones. So maybe they're doing it under the table or they're leaving situations to gamble. So just being really secretive about that. And then maybe they're just getting more irritable, like we talked about, more anxious if they're not able to gamble. You can kind of see those signs through their behaviors.
I was going to say that I'm thinking, and again, with what we've had happen recently, the availability on the phones to do the different gambling and things like that has got to be opportunity for some, especially those with an addiction. It's, hey, if I do this, I can do this. I can.
Correct.
And we see that, you know, that they do it. I mean, they built our advertising around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of ads. We've had clients that have been in recovery that have been on maybe social media or their phone, and then an ad pops up, and then they relapse because the ad's right in front of their face. So it is really marketed everywhere. To anyone, same with like different apps and things that are always available to us through our phones.
For CFR, what you guys do, again, you do the assessment part of it. And again, it's always up to the individual if they want assistance, want help, any kind of counseling service. What are our numbers looking like coming in? Because I know that beginning of the year, it was down a little bit, and then it builds. March is the big month.
Yeah, so I would say they increase in March from March Madness, so basketball coming up, things like that. And so people are gambling more, they're betting more. And then when football season comes, it is an increase. And then in the winter, I would say it kind of slows down. But in those nicer months, summer, spring, they increase.
More activity. And
yeah.
Yes, it does happen. Let's talk a little bit about, I know we've talked in the past about, again, you guys have, part of it is trying to find people who can work with gambling addictions and stuff like that. You've been fortunate to have some that spend time doing it and help, but you got a big area to cover.
Yes, so we do.
Some of your counselors, do they get some side training in gambling addiction related things, or how do you work that?
Yeah, so we have our main gambling counselor, Jessie, in Ames, and she also does services in Boone as well. Mm-hmm. And then we also have 1-800-BETS-OFF, which is a free program available to anyone in Iowa, whether they're struggling with gambling addiction or they have a family member or a friend they're concerned about. They can call that in. And then we also have Gamblers Anonymous as another resource. And then Your Life Iowa also has a bunch of free resources. So if someone's not able to get in with the counselor because there's a waiting list or they just can't get in soon enough, there are those free resources that will help them until they can get in to see one of our counselors.
So we do that, but there are other services that they have, like 1-800-BETS-OFF. That's generally they get referred to you if they.
Yes, correct. The same with Your Life Iowa. So they'll fill out that form and then it gets sent to us, and then we reach out to them and ask if they would like services.
Okay. The Gamblers Anonymous, those are separate kind of groups, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so correct.
We do have those, I'm guessing, probably in the metro.
I think so. I know they're more popular in like the bigger areas. Mm-hmm. So I think Fort Dodge might have some, and maybe like Webster City, those places. And then I'm sure online virtually is another option. So just Googling Gamblers Anonymous near me would be a great way to find a group.
At least find somebody. I remember some people that were standing there with the pull tabs, you know, piled up around her.
Yeah.
Some of them went.
And yes.
Started. It was one of those where they just couldn't stop pulling tabs.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Now we've got the phones.
We do. It's very easy to get help now, just calling in and just seeking that support. And then 988 is another great resource. So if someone is in recovery and they feel like they may relapse, they can call 988 and just get that resource as well.
So our counselor here locally, Jess, you said?
Jessie, yes.
Jessie? Does she have some groups, or is she looking at something like this? Does it depend on how many people want to be part of some group?
I would say it depends on how many people want to be part of the groups. I know all of our counselors do some kind of group, whether it's in the morning mm-hmm. or the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And everyone that comes may have a different substance. So someone might have a substance use disorder
sure.
or gambling use disorder. So I guess it just kind of depends on who's all interested.
They've got the flexibility to establish some
yes.
of that.
So yeah.
depending on participants and whether the participants want to have others with them.
Mm-hmm. Some people just want that private one-on-one time with the counselor and they don't want to be around mm-hmm. a lot of people, which mm-hmm. I get.
So one of the things going on, drug addictions, obviously that's, whether that's tied to gambling addiction or not, that's still one of those issues out there. Obviously all the opioid, that's still highly addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And still an ongoing issue. And I know you guys handle it. CFR handles some of the training a little bit differently. Vaping, I know you guys do some things with that as well.
We do.
So there are a lot of things out there that have addictive personality.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's an easy way to do that. And different ages. Let's talk about that. Because how young do you guys work with?
So we would work with, we have a counselor that works with young children.
Mm-hmm.
So usually around like 7, 8-ish.
Okay.
And then we also have counselors that seek like adolescents and adults as well. We have a play therapist, but she is leaving at the end of the month.
No.
Yeah. So we'll have to find a different way to get those, either referring them to a different organization or kind of seeing how we can get them those services.
Mm-hmm. And we also know that you guys do have access to some psychiatric services.
Yes. Yeah. So Shelby, our psychiatrist nurse, she helps with medications, things like that. And she does see children as well.
Okay. So, I mean, they're located maybe in different counties, but the service can be available like for Boone County clients should they need it. So.
Correct.
Busy. Got a lot of things happening out there. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going on. SAFE, I know you participate in the SAFE activities that are happening here in Boone County, and we still have a... people might not see it as much as they used to, maybe 10 years ago when there was a grant program there, and we had an actually SAFE coordinator and stuff, but we have a pretty active group of people that get together.
Yeah, so we meet Mondays at 4:15 once a month. At the YSS building mm-hmm. in that conference room or in the Boone probation office.
Okay.
We're currently working on putting goodie bags together for after prom, for Boone after prom.
Okay.
So just putting some like facts in there and then some highlighters, some fun little goodies to put in there. And then I know that I signed us up for the Boone Library event coming up okay. in June. We did that last year and that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That's because they get... Well, first of all, it was sunny and warm.
Yes, it was very warm last year.
Got a little warm there. We had a lot of different groups that do that, but that's kind of their kickoff for the mm-hmm. summer reading program, which look forward to that again this year.
Yeah.
So doing those kinds of things, and we're still, we still have a pretty active coalition, I think. We're, Diane Hinderaker makes you keep
yeah.
on task, doesn't
Absolutely.
She?
Absolutely. She's great.
Again, that's just one of the many things that CFR participates in, too. Again, all the other activities that are available, still, all they got to do is check. Now, you go out and do presentations. You've been doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it slows down or does it get a little more active in the springtime?
I would say it kind of is in the middle, just kind of depending. I have a presentation tomorrow at the Fort Dodge Kiwanis Club at their noon club. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to talk about the services that we provide. And then I have a couple meetings this week in Story County. And then I've met with some Boone organizations as well and mm-hmm. done some presentations there. So just getting things scheduled.
The big thing is making sure that different groups, organizations, if they're looking for someone to come and do a presentation, obviously call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or email.
Yes, yeah.
CFRhelps.com.
Yes.
That's it, CFRHelps. I got that. Okay, that part of it I got down. But it is service available, and then look for Jen McAvoy.
Mm-hmm.
Or just say, I'd like to have somebody come and do a presentation. They'll get a hold of you one way or another.
Yeah, or email is a great way. So my email is Jen, J-E-N-N-M, at CFRHelps.org.
And she can get something set up with you.
Yeah.
Communicate with the organization. Once again, the Problem Gambling month here this month. And we see kind of a peak here. And potentially, again, the big thing is people will participate. It's at their discretion.
Correct.
Some will start. Some might say, okay, I can do this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. Again, that's one of the big things. And again, talk about the assessment process coming in, because that's when a lot of people might be referred or might be curious and might do this, or call 800-BETS-OFF or something like that. They do have a pretty easy assessment, and then you guys find out about it, then you would just make contact with them if they're willing.
Yes. So our process is, if someone comes in for maybe a substance use evaluation for the first time, we give them a form to fill out, and then there's questions about gambling, so we screen them. Mm-hmm. And then we also screen them before they leave services. And then Your Life Iowa also has a gambling tab, and they have a screening process on there. So I think it's 3 or 4 questions, and then those answers are sent to us. And then one of our gambling people will reach out to that person asking if they would like to seek services because they tested positive for a gambling addiction. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how that works. And then if someone...
We don't call them back like 15 times.
No, definitely not.
We call and see if they're interested. And then some may say no right away. And
we've
eventually
had that.
Might come back and say, you know, you called me. Can I talk?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So it's kind of on their timeline, whether they're ready or not. And sometimes it just takes people a little bit to decide that mm-hmm. they're ready.
So, and people, if you have friends, neighbors that you think might want to check it out, let them know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an easy way. Jen McAvoy has been our guest on our program today. Once again, the outreach specialist with Community and Family Resources. We have an office here on the south side of Boone. We have some services available through there. They can always stop
mm-hmm.
and check in, see what's happening there. But otherwise, we exchange personnel between like Boone and Story County quite a bit.
Yes. So we have a counselor, Danny, in Boone, and she's on the team that I'm on. And so we do a lot of team meetings with her and just coordinate clients and things like that.
Who needs help and what kind of help they need.
Exactly.
Jen McAvoy is our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.